this is Cammie.
Hey, everyone. This is Allie.
And welcome back to Here Are Two Cents. Today, we have a special guest for our podcast. Go ahead, special guest.
Lord Brock of the Brock Zone. Brock Zone ENT. How you guys doing?
Please let everyone know how to find you and follow you.
Oh, you can find me on Instagram, Brock Zone ENT, or Instagram, Brock Zone, the podcast. Also on Facebook is Brock Zone Podcast.
And do you have Instagram, Twitter?
No Twitter. I'm old.
Okay. So that's cool. So today's topic, Allie, do you want to bring it in?
Yeah. So today we are going to discuss the best duo in animation, whether that be siblings, a rivalry, a love interest, whatever we think is the best dynamic duo in our top three. So I guess I will start off with my first one. I have Zero and Shiro. Don't know if I'm mispronouncing it, from the anime No Game, No Life. I think they are very interesting. They are a sibling pair. The sister is super, super smart. She's like a genius. And then the brother is insane and knows how to manipulate everybody. And they both have a love for video games, and they get trapped in this world where everything's a game and you have to win the game in order to like stay alive and keep it going. And they just bounce off of each other. When someone has a weakness, the other one kind of has that strength. So that's why I think they're one of the best duos that I've seen. And their interactions are really funny.
I heard of that first one. I actually like that one.
You have?
Yeah, I have. I love that one. It was really hot. That was like he was like a shut-in, I guess, right?
Yeah, he was like a gamer. Yeah, it was him and his sister, and then they play like these four mystical characters, but it's just them two playing all those characters.
Yeah, I heard that. That was pretty good. Yeah, that's a good duo. I didn't even think of them. Oh my God. When you think of stuff like this, you don't think like, oh, who's all the duos that I have to put together?
Yeah, because there's so many duos.
It's a lot of them. There's a lot.
And it made me like, I went through and watched the whole series, right? And then it ends, and they have a movie, but it like jumps off from like 6, 7, 8 volume of like the manga or something like that. It's not like from the anime, like right after the anime. So I'm like, oh, now I'm gonna invest in the manga so I can like actually see what's going on in between that time.
So, yeah,
their interactions were great.
I love No Game, No Life. I don't know how you found that anime because I never told you about it. But I love No Game, No Life. I'm glad I didn't put them on my list because I would have been mad. But but the movie is about what happened in the past that brings us forward to the future. So that's what the movie is about. The movie is beautiful and very sad, but it's very beautiful.
So yeah, that's my first one is them. I love their dynamic, and it made me want to actually invest in the manga. So I'm like, if you made me go past just watching this anime and calling it a day, then I think you deserve to be on my list.
I really wish they would bring season two, and like, I really want a season two. That anime is beautifully drawn. The color schemes, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, mm-hmm. It's so deliciously beautiful.
Delicious. I like those, you know how they have those with certain animes, they have those like, it's almost like I don't know if it's a color palette, but it's like, I guess you could call them slice of life animes.
Yeah.
I love how they always choose their color palettes. It's so realistic, but at the same time, you can still feel like, oh my God.
The little fantasy of it.
Yes. Yeah. And I really love those. I like slice of life animes simply because I run into that art style war.
I got you. So what do you have for your first one? What do you got for us?
Oh my gosh. So this is obscure, but this is my first, like this is not no, so it was media. I wanted to do a book, but they have a media. No one's ever heard of it. It's called Dragonlance Chronicles. And my pairing it's called Caramon and Raceland. They're twin brothers. It's from a book I used to read all the time. It's called Dragonlance Chronicles. Caramon and Raistlin are twin brothers, and when they grew up, Caramon has all the physique and like all the physical attributes. He's handsome, he's strong, and Raistlin is like kind of like small and weak, but he's like super sharp, intelligent wise. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I really don't want to say too much, but I so doubt people will go out and like, oh, what the hell is this? I gotta check it out. It's from this book. These guys, later on, Raistlin becomes this super powerful wizard. And Caramon is just a nice, strong warrior, as he was. And their relationship is kind of toxic. it's really toxic. It's really toxic. But that's where the beauty of it is where Caramon takes care of Raistlin. Raistlin despises Caramon for it. And he despises that. He wants to be like him. You know what I mean? He's popular with women. People like him and people want to be around him. And Raistlin is not that. And then you watch them grow up and then watch Raistlin become this uber wizard. And then everybody around the wizard world like, oh my God, you ever heard of Raistlin Macari? And, you know, and then you watch Caramon turn into this old drunk man. It's a really good story.
So they do like a life swap, basically, in a sense.
Yeah, in a sense, because it hurts. If you read it, it hurts you because Caramon in real life cares for his brother. He's not doing this to make himself feel superior. He's doing this because, oh, I think Raistlin is weak and he needs my help. He needs me. And when Raistlin was like, hey, yo, bro, I don't need you. I can take care of myself and left. And then you watch Caramon break down because of it. Caramon break down and became an old drunk and no one's dependent on him anymore. Such a good story. Such a good story. And these two brothers, and their story is just touching. Because even at the end where they had to do all this extraness to each other, and it's still, it's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful story between siblings, whether it's like that rivalry and then I'm assuming they accept each other, I would hope. But don't tell me because I might check out the book.
yeah, I don't want to say too much. But none of this is coming out what you think it is, though. No. It's good. They do come to terms, but not in a way that you think. Not in a good way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They do come to terms. Even it's a good way, but in the beginning, it's not good. And then it's good. You know how we all, as humans, we have these phases in our lives where we think we know the best for ourselves. And then if I take you fast forward to 5 years into the future, you're like, hold up. I thought I knew what was best for me. Now I know what's best for me. And let's go another fast forward 5 years. And you think you know what's best. And you realize that every 5 years, a new what's best for me changes. You know? And it's like that. And that's what I really like about the story. About them two in particular.
Yeah, definitely if they feel human. It makes it more human. Then it's just like you can relate to it a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Brockinson.
What about you, Cammy?
Well, for my first duo, I feel like I've heard that book series before, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I feel like I saw it a few years back, but I feel like I've seen it, but I didn't read it. So my first duo will be Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Oh, snap. I forgot about them.
For me, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy complement each other so well. They were best friends from when he was a puppy all the way up until Shaggy's an adult. They do everything together. They rescue each other. They eat together, sleep together in a non-sexual way. if one goes right, the other one goes with him. If the other one goes left, the other one goes with him. They never, even if they have a disagreement, which I think I've seen them have a disagreement, within 2 seconds, they're back to being happy-go-lucky, carefree individuals. They complement each other very well, and they always have each other's back, no matter what.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when you think of Scooby-Doo as just the show, my first mindset obviously goes to Scooby, but it goes to Shaggy too. Like, they're like a package deal. Like, my thought goes to them. Then maybe I might think about Velma and Fred and then Daphne, right? And then I'll think about the others. But my first thought is them too.
Yeah.
Like, that's my first immediate, like, when I associate Scooby-Doo, I think of Scooby and I think of Shaggy. And then from there, I think of the others later on.
Well, I don't know, Raggy. That sounds about right. Yeah.
I'm still right now trying to debate mine, so I don't even know.
this is the mysterious one. You're like, I don't know if I want to use this one.
Because I... We here not, now, even not even mysterious, it's just like, I love Disney. It's known. So I'm just trying to think of what typically I know is known in Disney for a pairing, but what I personally love as a pairing. So like that's the debate between me. So I'm just going to go and be biased. And I'm going to go with Timon and Pumbaa from the
Lion. Oh my God. That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
Because Timon and Pumbaa are very, very entertaining together. Even in Lion King 1 and then 1.5, 1.5 is when they were, you saw more of their partnership and their relationship and stuff like that. But they just bounce off of each other. And if you think about it, Pumbaa wasn't accepted by a lot of people in the Savannah area. Like, he wasn't accepted. And Timon was the one that accepted him. Farts and all. He accepted him for who he was.
Farts and all.
So it was, to me, I'm like, that's a great friendship that tells you, like, you know, everyone has stuff that not a lot of people will get along with. But he's like, look, I see something in you. We're great buddies. And they're so entertaining. You can't tell me that you don't see them on the screen. You just laugh and smile like a Hakuna Matata. Like, they're very entertaining duo. And they bounce off well with each other comedic wise, too. So you have Timon, who's a little bit more like sometimes a little straight and narrow kind of guy. And then he'll have like a goofy side. And then you have Pumbaa, who's like, you know, straight up over the top. So I just like their dynamic duo. And I'll save the one I was going to mention in my honorable mentions because I don't want to. Yeah, that one I know is a well-known one. And people are going to be like, why didn't she mention that earlier? But I personally have just, I love Timon and Pumbaa more.
I like Timon and Pumbaa, though. That's actually, it's so crazy because I wasn't even thinking, like, that wasn't even something that was in my head. Like, Timon and Pumbaa, that wasn't even something that was in my head, but that is that's a power coupling right there.
Yeah, because, like, think about it. Even when they distract, like, you know, the hyenas and stuff, they work together.
I mean, they raised Simba. Let's be real. They raised Simba. They're Piccolo.
All right, Jen, we up next.
Okay, so I'm having a really hard time with my number two pick. Okay, I don't want to do any honorable mentions just straight yet, but okay, let me just flip a coin. Someone say heads or tails. Someone say heads or tails.
Tails.
Wow.
Oh, the treachery.
Tails.
It's still going heads.
Okay, so it was tails, actually. So Stick in Daredevil. I don't know if you know who that is. So
Daredevil
in Marvel? Matt Murdock. Yeah, for sure.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, Matt Murdock.
Stick
is the guy who raised him. So you know Daredevil, he has
Yeah.
He's the one who has the ultra sensory. Stick was the blind man who showed him how to be blind. Because Matt Murdock he was a child who had sight and then lost it. And gained enhanced senses. And he was the one who showed him how to do things, and he loved him a lot. And the ones I'm talking about very specifically is from the Daredevil Netflix series. If you ever watched that thing, it's really touching. It's really touching because it's a little messed up. Because Matt Murdock just lost his dad, and then it's this older, wiser man who comes in to really show him how, hey, look, what happened to you isn't a curse. It's actually a gift. And he's showing him, and he's starting to love this older man, as young boys do. He's like, as like a father figure. He's like making the stuff. But this guy is training him to be a soldier in a war. You know what I mean? He's not training him.
So he had an alternative.
Motive. Oh, for sure. 100%. And when he's seen that, he was falling in love, and he's like, oh. You know, I left him. And it's a lot more to it because you got Elektra. It's a lot of people involved. It's three people.
Oh, Elektra. Yeah. So, remember when they made that movie?
Oh, that terrible, terrible, terrible movie. It's so terrible, but I still watch it. I have the DVD right here.
I still watched it.
Yeah, I have the DVD. The director's cut, unfortunately. Like, I have the director's cut. Yeah. I have the director's cut for the original Daredevil with Ben Affleck. I'm a nerd, though.
Next, you're going to tell me you got the director's cut of Green Lantern with Ryan.
There is no director's cut. And I know that because I looked for it. So unfortunately, again, I'm a nerd. It's just, you gotta really be hardcore to turn me off. Season 8 Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
You gotta be hardcore to turn me off.
Oh man, what about you, Cammy?
My next on my list would be Gerald and Arnold from Hey Arnold.
Oh my god. Wow, I missed all this.
I know. I didn't even go to Nickelodeon route.
No, at all. Like, at all. I'm missing, like, so much. Jeez.
I strictly stay away from Disney because I know Disney was your thing. So I said, let me go with everybody else but Disney. So I didn't pick
everybody else but Disney.
Gerald and Hey Arnold for those who, I mean, not Hey Arnold. Gerald and Arnold from Hey Arnold for those who don't know about this awesome 90s cartoon that actually had so much adult context in it that flew over so many people's head except for mine. This is really about two best friends who grew up in quote unquote New York City in one of the boroughs, went to school called PS 118, which quote unquote doesn't exist, but whatever.
They went to a school called, what was the name of the school again?
I just told you, PS 118
sounds like a prison.
116, one of those things.
It sounds like a prison, or maybe like a pill that crackheads do.
They're best friends for life. They do almost everything together, and they piggyback off of each other. If one of them is going to do something unwise, the other one will be the wise counsel. And even if that person still decides to do something unwise, the other one is always close by to make sure they could be there to bail each other out once they get into that pickle that the other one was trying to warn them about. There was an episode where Hey Arnold, keep saying this man's name is Hey Arnold. Arnold was hanging out with this older student from school who was hanging out, and come to find out they were only wanted to be his friend because they wanted him to fit into a window to open a door so they can steal some electronics. And Gerald was trying to warn him about that crowd of kids. And he was like, no, they're good. They're my friends. We were having fun. And when they decide to do the break-in of the store, and his head got stuck in the window or whatever, and they heard the cops come and they ditched him and ran, right? And left him there. But unbeknownst to them, there was no real cops. It was actually Gerald playing a prank on them so he can show Arnold exactly who his real friends were and who wasn't his friends. And he helped Arnold out of the window, and they walked home together. And that's what best friends do. They keep each other in line and they keep each other grounded and safe and protected.
I remember that episode. I forgot about the episode. I remembered it. Like, as you were describing the episode, I'm remembering scenes from that episode. You know what I mean? Wow. You went into my nostalgia vault and then pulled something out.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Congratulations. Now I feel like I should have said my first one.
You're welcome. Back to you, Allie.
All right. So my second one is, or third one, I'm sorry, at this point. My third one's going to be from an anime haiku. No, if I'm mispronouncing that. It's Kageyama and Hinata. I could be mispronouncing it. But basically, they're a dynamic duo. I mean, they started off hating each other because they were going against each other in the volleyball game. And Hinata was part of the team that wasn't really, it was the underdog team. He was the only like good player on his team kind of deal. And that's just because he kept practicing and practicing, but he doesn't have like the technique down compared to the other team who had this all-star kind of player. And so they started off with basically Hinata's like, he lost to this guy. And then he's like, well, when I see him in the finals, like, I'm going to beat him. Like, I'm not going to, you know, let up. I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to beat this guy. Lo and behold, after they get done with middle school and they go into high school, I believe, they end up being at the same school. So then his mindset changed from, I need to beat this guy, to crap, we now need to work together so we can get to the volleyball state finals. And them having to work through that dynamic of like, they're always trying to one up each other because they're very, very competitive. But they also, during the time, started to gain respect for one another's like strengths. And Hinata actually changed Kageyama's like attitude, because he used to be called King of the Court, and it wasn't a nickname that was given to him because of his skill, even though he has like really good skills. It was given to him because his own teammates thought he was selfish, and they were just like, oh, we have to favor to the king, you know, like it was something that they made fun of for. So it wasn't like, oh, it was a good nickname. No, they used it to like, he's just, you know, someone that's all in it for himself. We don't care about him kind of deal. Like, oh, let's bow down to our king. Yeah. So that them two now in where the series is now, their relationship has completely changed.
What's that called again? What's
that haiku.
Haiku?
H-A-I-K-Y-U-U. If I spelled it right. It's a volleyball one. And it literally goes.
Only the Japanese can make like volleyball fun.
It's so good. Okay. It's very entertaining. And you have like the different schools, and they actually go through their like, it wasn't like all of a sudden he comes out and this kid is like amazing, like after middle school and getting trashed. No, you see his progression. He starts to learn things. Even now, he's not even a perfect player, but they're using his speed and agility in certain things because he's like a small guy compared to everybody else on the court. He was trying to mimic this other player that used to be called the little giant. So he's like, same thing. He's a small guy, but in a game that a lot of players like, you need to be tall for. Unlike with like basketball, where you don't really need to be tall. I mean, you do, but like, you do. Yeah, it helps.
It helps a lot.
It helps a lot. But it's like with the position he plays, he's a blocker. So you typically need to be tall to be a blocker, but he just has the jumps.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
He'll make it happen.
So that is my number three, just seeing their progression. And they're not done yet. So I'm part of me is like, oh, this will be good when they get to being like in the All-Stars and all Japan kind of teams. So, yeah. What about you, Jeremy?
So this is from a show called Legion. The pairing, I don't know if this is like, I'm realizing this. So I'm looking at my book here and I'm realizing all my pairings are extremely toxic. So,
but you know, some of the most popular ones, though,
They're really toxic.
Really look at them, they're toxic.
Yeah, like this is so okay. So, I had Cameron and Raceland, that wasn't a good relationship. They loved each other, but it wasn't good. We had Stick and Daredevil again, very unpopular. So, now I have David and the Shadow King, Al-Farouq. So, anybody who knows what I'm talking about, they're gonna be like, what? So, these guys, so Legion is a show. It stars Professor X. You know who Professor X from the X-Men is. His son. He had a son. And this guy is so strong. His ability, his regular, natural, inherent ability is that he creates new abilities within inside his body. So he's constantly coming up with new abilities that he can do. And he's extremely strong. And the way the show depicts all this, because what I'm talking about very specifically is from the show, not anything else, is David Haller from the show and the Shadow King, Al-Farouq from the show. He's so powerful. He's so strong that he's in an insane asylum. And if you don't, I came in knowing what it was, but if you don't know, you're like, oh, this dude is crazy. But he's making these things around them happen in real life. He's creating life. You get what I'm saying? So he's messing with people's minds. He's altering reality in a way that he himself doesn't understand. And the person who's doing this to him, he thought it was a dog. And in his head and his memory, he considered a dog called King, but it's really the Shadow King. And he's like, this guy is manipulating this very, very strong mutant since he's been a baby. He didn't even know he existed. Yeah, he's been a baby. And he's been manipulating him and controlling him. And he's really, the end goal was for him to take over his body. And then, and this is where it gets weird. Because you're like, why would I put that as a pairing, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where it gets weird. At some point, it's still very messed up. The Shadow King kind of like loves him. You know what I mean? He considers him his boy. And as you watch the show progress, Shadow King is the main enemy, and then towards the end, our hero Legion becomes the main enemy, and you kind of understand it. And it's good. I literally have not said much because I don't want to ruin it. I want people to watch this show. It's on Hulu. You can watch it. It's easy. It's called Legion. It is good. It's definitely is mind bending. If you're into like mind bending stuff, this is it.
Does this have like multiple seasons?
Three.
Or is it just like a one?
Three. Okay. It's three seasons. It actually ends. It's season three. It actually finishes. It's not canceled. It just ends.
So they wrapped everything up.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Wrap it up very wonderfully too, because the guy gets into some stuff. It's crazy because you're really on the side of David because you understand where he's coming from. And then you see this dude, the Shadow King. You're like, yo, you monster. You're a terrible, terrible person. And then you realize the time that the Shadow King spent with David inside David's mind, all those years manipulating him, changed even who he was. Even though he's still a crazy, manipulative, terrible person, it still changed him. You know, it kind of made him better than what he was. And it was... And like, you know, we look at on the outside, we as humans, we look on the outside of people. We watch their actions. We watch the way they move. And it's easy to go, hey, you're an evil person. It's easy to say that. It's easy to say you're a bad person. Just the things you do are just bad and evil. And that's an easy write-off versus saying you're a complicated person. And I didn't understand you. And now I do. And now that I understand you, things are a little bit muddied for me as well, too. And that's what I like about that relationship. Yeah. That's what I like about, in the three relationships that I've made, that's pretty much the highlight of them, is that things aren't always black and white. It's a lot of gray. It's a lot of gray. And that gray is where we find our love.
You look at these characters, if you look at them one note, you're doing yourself a disservice because you have to see, kind of like, you have to understand why are they the way that they are to appreciate like the relationship between the two characters. Like, oh, okay, I understand. Even though it's something that you might personally not, like, I wouldn't do this or that. But then you at least be like, okay, I kind of understand why you would.
Yes. And there's something beautiful about that. And this relationship is completely toxic. There's nothing healthy about it. If out of the three that I've named, I can say Caramon and Raceland, they're family. That's why they were the way they were. You know, we always have sibling rivalry. I can go Stick and Daredevil. That's more like a father-son relationship. You can always find some type of fault within a parent and the child. But this Legion between David Holler and Al Farouk, it's a completely toxic situation that was never meant to be a fruitful one. One party was a victim and the other party was a parasite. But somehow at the end, positivity came out of that. And one that neither side planned or intended for. It was beautiful. Rocket.
Gammy, you up?
Okay, so my final pairing would be Gon and Killua from Hunter x Hunter.
Yes. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes.
I started that series.
You ain't finish it?
No, I started it.
Tripping. Gon and Killua. Yes. Keep talking, Cammy. You saying that good. Yes. Woo. Sorry. Yes. Woo. I'm so toxic, I would probably have said Hisoka and Gon, but you know. But yes, woo! That's stuff right there.
Their backstory, they started off, they were taking the same exam. They're mostly everybody in the exam are supposed to be like enemies because no one's supposed to be a team and work together. Gon, on the other hand, was looking to make new friends because he knew the value of friendship and he knew the value of networking. You get to know people. You see what their strengths and their weaknesses are. You cultivate them as a friend and you piggyback off of each other and learn new skills, new things about the world. Because his end goal was not only to become a hunter, but to also find his father. So if he communicates with the same, all the people that's in the hunter exam and the other hunters that already passed the exam, sooner or later, he's going to find tips and information about not only the world that he has no idea about, but also to find his dad. In hindsight, as he's doing the test, he sees another kid about his same age and height. And of course, automatically as children, we're going to want to befriend someone who looks similar to us. Instead of trying to find some old man or some older lady and be like, hey, you want to be friends? So he sees Killua. Killua's not paying attention to nobody. He's just like, I'm here to get in and out. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to do this test and keep it moving because I was told to do it. Because as we find out later on, he comes from a really long and regal line of assassins. And he's being bred to be the head of the household at the end of the day. So with Gon being Gon, this gullible, sweethearted, smart, intelligent, strong kid, trying to befriend him, he's like, he kind of brushes it off. But then later on, Killua's is like, you know what? Why not be his friend? Why not get to know him? Hopefully he doesn't become someone I have to kill. And throughout the series, you see their friendship, especially in season one, it progresses really, really fast. They become really close and they help each other train. It kind of gives you a reminiscing feel of like Dragon Ball Z, watching Goku and Krillin train and battle each other and try to do competitions and, you know, get stronger as the day goes on to fight a new enemy. Killua and Gon piggyback off of each other, keep each other close, hand in hand. Pretty much they go on different adventures, they get in different trouble, they get out of trouble together, they don't leave each other's side. Even when Killua, for spoiler, sorry everybody who doesn't know, for season one, Killua doesn't pass his test.
Anyone who doesn't know should know.
Yeah.
Hunter X Hunter. If you're an anime fan, this is the creme de la creme of Hunter. If you watch Naruto, I feel like Naruto took so much from Hunter X Hunter. You know, sorry.
It's okay.
No, that's good to hear because I started the series. I started watching a couple episodes. But you know, when you get in the habit where you start something and then you start something else and then you start something mm-hmm. else and you realize like you have, that's what Hunter x Hunter and some other ones got in the mix of. But yeah, it's good so far from what I've watched.
Oh, delicious.
So even though he doesn't pass his test, Gon decided not to move forward until he passes his test, and then they can continue on this journey together as hunters to do what it is that they both want to do throughout the world and stay friends and stay close to each other. So even though Gon and the other characters passed, they all stayed back and waited for Killua to retake his test and pass again. And then they continue to progress throughout the series and the seasons. So as friends, they overcome a lot of obstacles, which I'm not going to spoil for anyone else who hasn't seen besides that one spoiler. And Gon has helped Killua in multiple ways with mental and physical traumas. And Killua has also helped Gon overcome some obstacles that he couldn't overcome without Killua's help and his family's help. So that's all I'm going to say.
How many seasons does it have?
Just five?
It's still ongoing. It's still going?
Yeah, it's still now? Ongoing. Hunter and Hunter is still ongoing.
It's going to be like a freaking One Piece thing where I'm just stuck.
Theory, no, it's better than One Piece.
Still going.
I never watched it because there's just too much.
The manga is still going, but I don't know if the series for Hunter x Hunter is still going.
How they been doing it? Have you ever heard of Berserk?
Yeah.
You guys watch Berserk? So it's like Berserk. Yeah. So you know how Berserk comes out with an anime where it's just the origin? Or because Berserk, the manga starts off where the story starts off, you know, where he already lost his arm and all that stuff and the eye and all that extraness. But every anime with Berserk always starts at a prequel. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the most recent one. That most recent one that they have, the one that's ongoing right now, is the actual current story that's happening. But Hunter x Hunter does that a lot. I think they had like two of them out that came out. Where it was a series. I think, no, it was a series. And then they did like a movie.
They did
a revamp of the series. They did two movies? I need to see that. I love Hunter x Hunter. So Hunter x Hunter, if we're going to go straight up with like just regular, like basicness of anime, that's my favorite one, hands down. The things I seen them doing that and the way that they describe their fights and how they talk to each other, even the Gon and Killua relationship, when you're watching it, right, it doesn't feel like there's a bunch of character development, but it's so much. Like, Killia becomes, yes, it's very subtle. And Killia becomes a whole different person. Like, he becomes a different person. And he starts to really, because in the beginning, he's just there because Gon is someone like him. You know what I mean? But later he realizes, like, oh, I need to figure out what I want. And it's good stuff. I love, like, personal character development a lot, a great deal. And Killia, Gon doesn't get much character development. He's like that blank slate. Everyone is around, and they are influenced by him. But he himself is just like, okay. You know what I mean?
I got you.
But he does develop a little bit, especially in that series with the ants. In that saga, you with saw a ants, different yes. side of Gon.
That's the most character development in this series for Gon. But after that, it was over. I don't want
to... Yeah, because he really didn't... Spoilers. Him personally speaking, he didn't really have much to develop. He was already where he needed to be. All he wanted to do was find that other piece of him, which was his father. That was it.
Yeah. And then that was nice, too. The fact... all right, but I'm spoiling. It was good. Hunter is really good.
Because I already got spoilers from Attack on Titans that I was like, I didn't know that happened. Why did
someone post Attack? Oh yeah, Attack on Titan was good.
And then I was so pissed because I'm like, all that investment, and now I know something, but now I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah, but see, that's a testament to how good the show is. You know, I've heard some shows where someone spoiled the end, and I'm like, well. That's the end of you. You know what I mean?
Like, that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. But one show that I don't think... There's a few shows out that no one can spoil for me. Like, one, I won't allow you to. And two, it's like, well, I don't even care. I need to see it. Mm-hmm. Umbrella Academy is one of them. Yes, definitely. Umbrella Academy is just one of them. And whatever new John Wick, I need to see it for myself before I can listen to anyone else, reviews on it.
Definitely, once you're done, you should check out the one me and Hannah did on, like, the first episode.
I listened to that. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. Did you guys actually read the comics to that? Did you ever read the comics?
Hannah did. Hannah has all the comics.
Yeah.
Read them.
I don't like the comics. I don't like the comics versus the show. I think the show is so much better. So much better than the comics. It's some stuff in the comics that is like, oh, that's cute. That's very quaint. But... the show, maybe it's the acting, though. I'm a big fan of the one actor who plays...
I love the guy that plays Five.
Plays Five? Five is... That child... I hate child actors. Children actors are terrible. But that dude, like, are you... It's like he's like a 25-year-old. He's like a 45-year-old in a 12-year-old's body. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's not him. Who's the one who he could talk to the dead?
Klaus. Yeah, which I still haven't finished the show. I haven't finished the season. So if you go past like episode 6 or 7
of season 2?
Season 1.
you are killing me.
I've been so into like all these different animes that everything's kind of been put on a halt.
You need to stop. You need to stop and get into that. You need to get into that. Because so I wish I didn't watch no Umbrella Academy until now. Where I could just at least binge watch the first and the second season.
The whole thing, yeah.
Because it's good.
No, I know. Every episode I watched, I'm like, oh, this is getting good. Like, oh, it's just getting sidetracked by different shows. But no, it is a really good show.
It doesn't stop. When it comes to like anime and comic shows, like I like the live action aspect because humans, we can express I love anime. And especially really good animes. But some things can't be expressed through just through that. You know what I mean? Like when you're watching like certain shows like where you could watch a person get upset from words that were spoken. You know what I mean? You ever say something that was harsh to somebody and you're like, ugh, and you could feel them hurt from it?
Yeah.
Like you could see it and feel it. Ugh, that's that part. That's that part that just makes all this just wonderful to me is that bit of pain that the person feels and then I can resonate. I can connect to that pain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm toxic, so.
The first step is knowing yourself.
All right.
I think we are at the honorable mentions. So, Cammie, would you like to give us some of yours?
Yeah, sure. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Here's just a few, but not all. Honorable mentions. Mabel and Dipper from Gravity Falls, Disney Channel. Ooh. Chucky, Finster, and Tommy Pickles, Rugrats.
Good. Oh, my God. I'm so bad. I was
about to put that one in.
Yeah, like, those are some good ones so far. Yeah, no, do your thing, but Jesus. How dare you? Yeah.
Finn and Jake from Adventure Time, Cartoon Network. Doug and Porkchop from Doug from Nickelodeon. Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy from The Adventures of Batman or from Harley Quinn DC. Depends on which one you want to go with. Starfire and Raven from Teen Titans. Not Teen Titans Go, but Teen Titans. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
It looks like we just lost her.
Hello?
What? No! I wanted to...
What happened?
Next time on episode.
Zach and Cloud from Final Fantasy. Yes, because
did you watch that Harley Quinn show? That's a Harley Quinn show.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
You know you faded out, right?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I saw you guys go white, and I was like, what happened?
All right, great.
Okay, so I stopped at Poison Ivy and Ivy.
Okay, hold up. Time out.
Yeah.
Come on. Did you watch the Harley Quinn show?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right. It was good. It was good. We could fight. It was, none of it was comic accurate, but the character development between Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, I'm like, whoa, well, hold up now.
Kite Man.
Kite Man. It was really good. Like, it was good. Like, I even understood, like, how someone can have, like, it was good. I enjoyed it a great deal. I'm a really big nerd. I was mad because I was like, ugh, who's this? Why is she acting like that? That's not how my superheroes act. But it was like, it was real. It felt like that show was more like a deep character dive more than it was an actual like mockumentary of who these characters were.
Exactly.
And it was nice. Please. I'm sorry.
Starfire and Raven from Teen Titans. Titans Go, but Teen Titans.
You suck.
So I asked if you sure you want me to go first. Zach and Cloud from Final Fantasy. Maka and Sora. I think his name is Soul, but I think it's called Sora from Soul Eater. Boo Boo and Yogi Bear from Yogi Bear. Rocco and Heifer from Rocco's Modern Life. And Dag and Norbit from Angry Beavers, also Nickelodeon.
Yo, Angry Beavers was my thing. Yes, I loved Angry Beavers. And dang, was it Dang and Norm?
I said Dag and Norbert.
Dag and Norbit. Dag was the one who was with Blaine, right?
Daggy-o.
Yo, oh my gosh, that was some good stuff. Oof, I'm mad she went first too. Our lists are nothing,
yeah, I know, right?
Nothing alike, but still, no, like, those are good stuff. I wish I wrote some of those.
I had more, but I wanted to keep it short and simple because I know I was going to go over time, and I decided not to honor any of the old school Disney Channel stuff because I feel like you would have came up with it, so I left it for you.
See, the thing is, now I feel like I might disappoint you.
I have nothing.
Maybe I should throw in two of my Disney channels then?
Nah, because I feel like you're too much on the same wavelength. So.
All right, go ahead, Allie.
All right, so some of the ones I have is Ash and Pikachu from Pokemon. They're just a cool dynamic duo. I know that one is a Pokemon and one's a human, but I still count it. Naruto and Sasuke. They're interesting. They're toxic too. From Naruto. Lilo and Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Sully and Mike from Monsters, Inc. Cogsworth and Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast. I put Batman and Wonder Woman from Justice League and comics. I love their dynamic. I love how they interact with each other. And in some issues, they are romantically, and some they're just like friends. Batman and Flash. I love that Batman's always more serious side and Flash is more of a goofy guy. And I love how they interact in Justice League. I had also Tommy and Chucky. And the one I really wanted to put that I was debating was Buzz and Woody from Toy Story.
That was the one?
Just because I was like, I know everyone thinks of them when you think of Pixar. The duo is Buzz and Woody.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like Timon and Pumbaa. There's also like Anna and Elsa if you want to like go that route. Yeah, that's all I can think of at the moment. I know as soon as like Jeremy Riddle off his, I'll probably think of more Disney ones.
Mine's aren't great. Wait,
before you go, Jeremy, let me add in my two.
Oh, wait, Pegasus and Hercules.
Oh, thank you.
That was the other one.
Before you go, Jeremy, since she did not mention any of the other old school Disney people, let me plug them in real quick, though, because I know your list is very short.
Yeah, it's extremely short.
So I'm going to put in Abu and Aladdin from Disney Channel. Aladdin, the animated series. Ariel and Finn from Ariel, the animated, Little Mermaid, the animated series from Disney Channel. Donald Duck and...
Donald and Daisy?
No, ew. Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse.
I got one, though. One to add to that. Goofy and Max.
Oh,
that's from the Goofy movie.
Yeah, or from the Goofy TV show, animated series. What the heck? Goof Troops. There we go. Abu. Tailspin. What is the name of the character? The bear. What's the name of the character?
Blue.
Isn't
that Blue?
No, Baloo. Blue. And the little bear kid.
Oh,
there you go.
You're talking about Jungle Book?
Yeah, Baloo from Jungle Book, but they had a show called Tailspin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You called him a bear kid? I don't know any bear kids.
There was a... No, his name was Kid. There you go. Baloo and Kid. From Tailspin.
All right, cool.
Okay, go Tailspin, ahead, Jeremy. Ugh.
All right. Well, you guys have some really good ones, so... hello?
We're here.
Yeah,
we're ready for you, sir.
I tried to leave really fast, but it didn't work out. Okay. So, all right. So I have Colossus and Wolverine for their fastball special. A lot of my things are comics, by the way. Nice. So, Daredevil, Matt Murdock, and Elektra, because, you know, penis. And then Invincible and Adam Eve. If you've never heard of Invincible, the comic, it's a really great comic. It is really unique. It's like a Superman trope type comic, but it's really good. Adam Eve, that was his girl. Awesome chick. Dick Grayson and Damian Wayne. That was actually one of my main ones. That was one of the ones that I took out of my top three.
Question on that.
Yeah.
Is that Speedy? That Speedy guy? Or is that someone else?
No. That's someone else. Damian Wayne is actually Bruce Wayne's son. Dick Grayson was actually being Robin. Batman at the
Robin,
time.
Robin, but when he was Robin. Older. Yeah.
No. Robin right? as a baby. No, no. So Dick Grayson is the first Robin. First Robin, right?
Oh, why did I think you... Bruce in my Wayne head, I heard died. Dick and I heard...
Yeah, I thought you that's the right Batman.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. So... Dick Grayson, he's the original Batman. And he was, in my opinion, the best Robin ever. But, you know, he when Batman died, he became the new Batman. And then he was helped raising Bruce Wayne's son, a.k.a.
Okay,
Batman.
Which one became Nightwing?
That's Dick Grayson. He became Nightwing Dick. Became Batman. Batman.
Okay, so, okay. That's
Bruce
what I,
Wayne's
you
son
said his
became
name, I
Robin.
That.
Yeah, no, that's the right. Which, no, that's
which,
right.
But which son is this by the Catwoman or from Race's kid, Race's daughter?
Race.
Okay.
So she slept him.
That's
by,
the right woman, not Catwoman.
No,
y'all.
She very much date art him. So if that's how Damian Wayne came into.
I know she's the. Yeah. I consider her the first wife. I don't care about nobody else. She should have been the wife.
Ooh, you consider Race's daughter? instead of over yes. Catwoman?
Yes, I love Rachel.
We need to have a podcast simply for that. Because that's an issue for me. That's an issue. I can see it, though. I can see it only because of Rach. But, whew, sweetheart, baby girl, we got to talk. We changed so much in all these times away.
I've always loved Rach's daughter. She's just crazy, but I love her.
You are crazy. Yes, you're right. Definitely. Definitely crazy. So what I say, that's it. All right, I said Colossus, Wolverine, Dick Grayson and Damian, Elektra and Daredevil, Invincible and Adam Eve. Ooh, and my favorite one is that's Princess Bubblegum and Marceline.
Aw.
Nice. That's my favorite one. I love their like little coupling. I love it a lot because of if you watch Adventure Time, remember Finn? Finn was really into her. And then I was like, oh, Finn. You gotta do this, you gotta do that. And I was watching, I'm like, oh shit. And I was watching her chill with Marceline. I'm like, wow, this just feels right. You know, and then it just kept going. Yeah, it doesn't matter what he was into. It was the PB and Marceline part that was popping. You know what I mean? Their chemistry was just astronomical. It's almost like they spent years with each other before we ever met them.
They did.
But that's what I'm saying. That's how it felt. It just felt right. It just felt right. Y'all gotta watch Adventure Time Obsidian. Seriously, though.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Please. Please, like I'll
just quit eventually. First, I gotta watch Adventure Time.
What? You never watched Adventure Time?
No.
No, really.
You don't know about you don't know about BMO and Finn. This hurts me.
I'm sorry.
This hurts me a great deal.
What's your next one, my friend?
Oh, that was it. I'm done here. Yeah. My list was very short, very trash. Rockets.
It wasn't trash. It was a good list.
It was a good list.
Oh, thank you, guys. I love you, too.
You gave a whole bunch of like perspective from everything from comics to cartoons on your list. Like, you had a variety, so...
I am a child who pays bills.
As long as you know how to pay bills.
Yeah, I'm a child who pays bills. That's what this is. I have, unfortunately, have to have careers and stuff. And I have to wake up in the morning and do things.
Yeah. Can't wait till we're our own bosses.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for this episode, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share, follow, and subscribe. Again, Jeremy, plug in your information one more time for The Brock Zone.
Oh, The Brock Zone. You can find me on Instagram as Brock Zone Podcast, or you can find me as Brock Zone Brock Zone NT. That's an N, like a capital N, as in no, and then T. And then you can find me on Facebook, Brock Zone Podcast on Facebook, but best chances is Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for joining us and for being a part of our podcast. Also, we did a podcast with Jeremy. Please be on the lookout for that. We will plug it in our social media so you guys can tune in to his podcast and hear what we had to say about Game of Thrones.
It is a good one. We did talk about that last season, but we talked a lot more about everything else from the difference between the books and the series. So definitely check it out.
And you guys know where to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Here Our Two Cents. Again, Here Our Two Cents. And we look forward to hearing from you and your two cents. Take care, everyone.
Peace.
Wobble, 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 wobble.